This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 4:60 down 2.25 on the open. July 4:65 down 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 361, up a half on the open. July, 374.25, down a quarter. September, 385.5, unchanged. December, 401, up a half. March, 415, down a quarter on the open. May corn opened at 235.5, down 1.5 on the open. July, 247.75, down 1. September, 256.75, down 1.25. December, 267.25, down 2. March, 275.75, down 1.5 on the open. May oats opened at 171.5, down a quarter on the open. July, 176.75, unchanged. May soybeans opened at 562.5, up 2 on the open. July, 576.5, up 1.75. August, 584, up 3.5. September, 588, up 3.25. November, 595, up 1. January, 604, up 2 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 172.30, up 40 on the open. July, 173.90, up 30. May soybean oil opened at 22.68, up 4 on the open. July, 23.10, up 4. At the Merc, April feeders opened at 102.20, down 15 on the open. May, 102.25, up 50. August, 104, up 67.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 82.05, up 30 on the open. June, 75.95, up 30. April lean hogs opened at 54.35, unchanged on the open. May, 63.30, down 20. June, 64.70, up 17.5. July, 65.25, up 17.5 on the open. And May bellies opened at 80 even, down 75 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start in the soybean pit, where it's been an interesting week in that it appears we're headed for a higher weekly high than a week ago. And the question I have for you is, off that one-week move, are soybeans beginning to turn sideways?
Well, I would say that soybean market could be tracing out a pretty important, meaningful bottom. I mean, I like the chart action. My cyclical time counts suggest that maybe this is kind of a more important of a low than what anybody realizes, and this could be the start of a pretty good rally in soybeans through the growing season. We'll have to kind of wait and see on that, but the soybeans probably look like they're in some of the best shape of any of the commodities to kind of catch in here and put together a pretty good rally.
And the fundamentals, if you look out into the horizon, are beginning to back that up too, aren't they, Dan?
That's, I think, the key force here is that the South American crop now, it's just a steady shrink to the point where it may not be a whole lot bigger than it was last year. And with the rally in wheat and corn prices during the month of March and some extension here in April, that maybe we did go ahead and switch some acres out of beans into corn, out of beans into spring wheat. So all of a sudden, the South American crop's not as big as what everybody was working. All of a sudden, the acreage increase may not be as large as what USGA indicated here a week or so ago. When those supply-demand tables visuals begin to tighten, the market has to react with higher prices.
Turn our attention to Kansas City wheat. Started the week on a gap to the upside at 441, topped out on 12 April at 466. It's backed off that some since. Are we seeing the top of that mark for the time being?
Well, I think you can only kill that Southern Plains crop two or three times, and I think it begins to wear on the market, and I think that may be what you're seeing here in that Kansas City wheat market. I mean, the weather forecasts continue to be basically dry. I think we're going to see some cooler weather, but I think everything the so-called drought in the Southern Plains is probably still pretty well in place. But, you know, we've talked about killing that crop for some time in here, and that might be wearing on itself, at least at this point in time, especially since last week's crop rating levels did show improvement. I suspect we will see some deterioration here on Monday's report. The question is how much.
Over at the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat 358 down 2.5. December at 398.5 down 2. I'll go back and look at the July at 371.25 down 3.25. How much was the wheat move up this week at the Chicago Board of Trade attached to Kansas City?
Well, I think probably most of it. I don't know if it's necessarily attached to Kansas City. I think it's attached to the whole wheat complex, that to try to encourage some spring wheat plantings to kind of take hold. But Kansas is the leader. I mean, that's the hard red winter wheat. The soft red winter wheat situation is probably a much more bearish supply demand table, but the hard red winter wheat is much tighter. So, you know, that's in a weather market, and, you know, I think some of the weakness here today, you know, yesterday and then maybe even here today may have something to do with position squaring going into a three-day weekend. We're not working tomorrow. You know, come Monday morning, weather changes can change, weather forecasts can change. They can change in 24 hours, let alone 72 hours. So I think you're seeing some of that position squaring, and that's probably, you know, helping out the soybean complex from the short side, where that's where all the shorts were over in soybeans. So you're starting to get some short covering activity in soybeans and long liquidation in corn and wheat.
What will USDA show on its report Monday afternoon for progress? Something along the lines in corn, what, 15%, 20%?
It might show 50%, Dave. Do you think so?
I don't know.
Huh? No, I think the guesses are in that range. There's no doubt we got some activity taking place. I think there's some probably a little more activity than what everybody thinks. But I do know that a lot of guys, I think, kind of got caught off guard of this drier, warmer weather. I don't think they were really quite ready to go. But this warmer, drier weather, I think, has definitely speeded things up a little bit. And I think the guesses are in that 15 to 20 or 22%, which would be somewhat close to normal. I'm not too sure, you know, what normal is anymore. A lot of that depends upon the spring weather pattern. But the dryness that we see here, but, you know, the weather forecast does show some pretty good rain potentials, in the Midwest, especially the east and that. So we got a long ways to go before the corn crop's planted, but we have gotten off anyway to the 06 growing season.
Thank you very much, Dan. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Very well, Dave.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services, he is in Bloomington, Illinois, joins us every Thursday morning on the Opening Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick, and as we do, we see May wheat in Kansas City at 455.5, down 6.75. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 358.25, down 2.25. July, 371.25, down 3.25. May corn, 235.75, down 1.25. July, 247.25, down 1.5. September, 256.75, down 1.25. December, 267.75, down 1.5. May beans, 563.75, up 3.25. July, 577.5, up 2.75. August, 583, up 2.5. November, 596.5, up 2.5. May soybean meal, 172.30, up 40. May soybean oil, 22.78, up 14. At the Merck, April feeders, 102.25, up 90. April live cattle, 82.20, up 45. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.